Welcome to Holistic Horseworks Talks. Join us with founder April Love as we talk about equine care. Learn what you can do to keep your horse happy, healthy, rideable, and sound through their 30s. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Just email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode.
Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April Love. I know a beautiful, beautiful black horse, but in the summertime, he turns to more of a brown color. He like just bleaches out. Is there anything we can do to keep him nice and black?
So for my clients, when we feed dynamite liquid trace minerals in their feed once a week, they hold that black color. So it's something in the copper that they're needing that they're not getting. So the black Frisians that don't stay black. And when my clients give them the dynamite liquid trace minerals in their feed for 2 or 3 days in a row, they go back to black. And the chestnut horses that have that burnt out looking hair that kind of curls, looks like little fish hooks, that's copper deficiency as well. And those horses are going to be more prone to parasites as well. So you can buy feeds that will keep your horse black. You will have shampoos that, you know, keep your horse is black, but I believe if it's a mineral deficiency and the dynamite liquid trace minerals helps that, that's $30 for 3 months versus, you know, the cost of all the other products that you guys are using. So try that first on your black horses, knowing that it strengthens the immune system in my horses, helps them compete better, seems to help them stay healthier longer. And when I do my fecal counts, they were always zero. So I did fecal counts and I used organic diatomaceous earth, the product Excel that Dynamite has, just a teaspoon every day on their feed. And I would do fecal counts every 2 to 3 months. So the combination of the dynamite liquid trace minerals and the Excel kept them parasite free. And my black horse is black. And my black and white pinto, a really strong black and white with that ribboning, you know, where the colors meet. So that's what I would recommend. And, you know, if you have a black horse, that's what I use for mine. You can see more information in my free ebook, horseacademy101.com, website, holistichorseworks.com, and YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks. See you there.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks with April Love. Remember to check the show notes for links to all the resources mentioned in this episode. Have a question you'd like to submit to the podcast? Email April at holistichorseworks.com for a chance to get it featured on the next episode. Loved this information? Share it with your horse friends. They'll find it helpful too. To learn more, visit holistichorseworks.com. And before you go, make sure you have a copy of our free ebook, Horse 101, Everything You Wish You Had Known Before You Got Your First Horse, at horseacademy101.com.